B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
from Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
You know, I feel like right now the world is just really confusing and scary. I love your show. Appreciate that you, of course, make me laugh, give me a moment of escape, make driving out and about feel good. And I'm getting educated, too. And
oh, you are?
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I love that.
Safest place to be currently.
Yeah, we literally have to be in the house.
You're in the house for coronavirus, your stay-at-home orders. You're also in the house to hopefully keep your head dry. The storms are whipping through right now. Monroe, like Lancaster, Albemarle, you guys are getting the hit right now. The storms have moved through. It does look like, Roy, you just asked me if there's another line. It does look like there is.
Oh, really?
Like Spartanburg and Hickory, like all the way up to Hickory right now. There's another line. It's smaller, though.
Okay, because it kind of came and went pretty quickly here in Charlotte. It was bad. I mean, the wind's still blowing outside, and that could you know, still cause trees to fall. So it's not like you need to put the guard down anytime soon, but...
Roy, give us a traffic report, because I drove in from Waxhaw, which is a 20-minute ride to South End. How was your ride to your living room this morning?
Well, you know, once I left the master bedroom and went to the bathroom, I almost turned on the shower, then I stopped because I didn't want to get electrocuted. Then I made my way through the hallway and the kitchen and the living room, and all was clear, but it was dangerous outside.
Well, yeah, it's whipping here in Valentine, too.
Yeah, there's... a lot of high winds. Like, I think Brad Panovich on CNC said that the winds were like up to 60 miles an hour at the airport.
Wow.
So, all right, yeah, listen.
And we did this thing like where if it rains too hard, my roof starts leaking, and so my roof was leaking. Yeah, I was dealing with that this morning.
We can't have it. We can't have it rain too hard. We can't let Roy get wet.
No, I melt.
Roy's got a convertible. You know how your car, your roof can come down in your car? Roy's got a convertible house.
I know. I bought a house with so many issues.
I thought maybe a appropriate way to start the show this morning would be Sandstorm.
Yeah, we have a thunderstorm? Why not a sandstorm?
This is Derude, you guys. It's your Monday morning song.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It is the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, April 13th, 2020. Moving ever closer to May. What does it mean for us? Nothing. I don't know.
Not anymore. The days just flow together under this quarantine.
Yeah. Man, Ren, how was your weekend?
It was okay. Yesterday, we had a rough day with cash. Oh, my gosh. Like, to the point where Dallas and I were like, does the Easter Bunny visit or do we just visit this another day?
Right. Right, yeah. I want to talk about that later because I think a lot of parents use the Easter Bunny and their relationship with Santa in a way to tell the kids, like, behave or else. Like, I'm going to text Santa or I'm going to email the Easter Bunny, whatever it is.
Yeah, but, I mean, then you feel like a bad parent by, like, taking it away, too. So it's like that double-edged sword where you're like, what do I do here?
Little advice from a parenting website, Loren. That's where you need to go.
Do you have one?
No, but Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith seem to have all the parenting things down, so maybe check with them.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're in an open relationship, so there you go.
How about you, Roy? What's going on in your world?
You know, we had a pretty good weekend. We went out to get takeout from a local restaurant, Haberdish in Noda.
Nice.
Try to support our local restaurants, which I posted a video up. And lately, I don't know what's going on. I think it's because just people are cooped up. But they've been coming up with major conspiracies about me and Sterling.
They're so bored.
They're so bored. And so I posted a video. It was a funny video with a song behind Sterling, all dressed up in the mask and the gloves to get the food.
Okay, but what song was it?
That's My Baby Daddy, which is a really funny song.
It is.
And if someone's like, is this a subtle hint that you two have a surrogate and you're going to have a child? I'm like, whoa. By the way, this week I heard they saw me at the courthouse delivering a marriage certificate. I heard that I'm wearing an engagement ring, but you guys, no one knows because I'm from home. I'm broadcasting from home, so you can't tell. There's nothing on my finger. I'm showing my hands on camera. Of course, the listeners can't see it. Nothing on my hand.
No, but it is a beautiful hand.
Thank you. but no, it was very conspiracy driven weekend. But outside that, you know, we're still following the big quarantine. We're not going out. We're locked in. I if I'm outside, I don't even get out of my car. And Stolen doesn't even allow me to like interact with people. I am locked
but
in here.
But you get out and walk around your house a little bit.
Yeah, but like I don't go to the store or I don't, you know, we don't do any of that. We have our groceries now. We don't even do, you know, where you drive up and they put the groceries in your trunk. We don't even do that anymore.
Okay.
Wait, what are you doing then?
They deliver to the house.
Can I ask you a question about that?
Yeah.
Are you weird about people like picking your fruits and vegetables?
Yeah, let me tell you, the girl picked awful strawberries and had to toss them out because I don't want to, I can't go back and return them. So yes, you do sometimes get bad, fruits and vegetables.
Lorraine, your immune system isn't compromised. You can just send Dallas to the store.
Yeah, you guys are probably a lot more. Yeah, you are probably a lot more fine to go to a store versus me. You know,
I went to Whole Foods yesterday. We picked up a ham for Easter, and there was a note on the door that says, "Starting Tuesday, no customers without a mask will be allowed in." And
really?
So, yeah, good. That's at Whole Foods. And me and this other woman were the only two people in the store without masks. And I was like, I had to go pick up the stuff inside. I was like, we're risking it. And she goes, I can't even get a mask. I'm going, I know. You got to make one. Yeah, how do you do that? I don't know. YouTube it.
T-shirt it.
I can do a little tutorial today, maybe.
Yeah?
And blog it. Yeah.
You know how to do the mask making?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and then I got so annoyed because someone commented on my Instagram that we have one of those N95 masks, I guess. I don't know. It was just a mask to me. I didn't know it was the big one. And like, you really should be donating that to the healthcare system. I'm like, I didn't buy 50 of them. I'm hoarding them.
No, those are the masks that a buddy of mine who works with like insulation and stuff gave us months ago to do a segment. And then we wore those for the Loren picture when she came back from Spain.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's that type of mask. It was actually a different mask.
Everybody needs to mind their own business.
I know. I'm like, I'm not donating. I'm immune compromised. I ain't delivering my mask to the healthcare.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We're going to come back. I'll tell you guys about celebrating your anniversary in the new norm. Amanda and I did something fun on Thursday, and we were off Friday. So I'll get you caught up on that. We got so much to get to. $500 with the KISS cash code. Blah, blah, blah. So is everybody excited for a Monday show?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Everybody sounds good. We'll be right back. I went to hit the button, Roy, and I shrunk the page on the computer.
Fine.
Yeah.
Do you need me to help you? I'll hit a button for you.
Yeah, hit that button, would you?
Yep.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
So, the new norm, which on Thursday we realized we hated that saying, the new norm.
I do, because this isn't normal. And right. I don't think it's, and this isn't going to remain, by the way.
Yeah, it's not.
This isn't permanent.
Well, how do you celebrate your anniversary? Normally you go to like a restaurant or you go do dinner or you, you know, go to a show, something to celebrate. And it's not just stay at home and look at each other.
Appreciate each other, God forbid.
We've already been doing that for like 3 weeks. So my wife and I celebrated our 9-year wedding anniversary on Thursday, and we were just kind of kicking around ideas like what could we possibly do. So what we decided was to go get pickup food, take out, and go post up somewhere in the car. And so that's exactly what we did. We went to South Park. I backed into a spot, opened my hatchback on the Traverse.
It's like you're a bunch of kids.
The guy put the food in there and then closed it. I told him, thank you. We'd already paid, online.
Yeah.
And we just drove off.
So he put it in the back.
Yeah.
And then what'd you do? Just sit in your car and eat it?
We didn't we didn't stay there. We drove to an area over by the South Park Mall. Kind of across the street are these big, beautiful trees. And so we backed into a spot where because it was beautiful out on Thursday. And the sun was shining, but we didn't want to be in the middle of the sun. So we backed into the spot where, like, one of the trees in this office park, like, blocked the sun from us. And we popped the hatch open, sat in the back there, a little wine, and food. Really good food.
You see, that's the stuff I used to do when I was young. You know, you didn't want to hang out at mom and dad. You hung out in your cars in parking lots. You know, we'd all go to a Kmart parking lot and hang out there for a little bit. So that's kind of like what you're doing. You're hanging out in parking lot.
Yeah, exactly.
So romantic.
I was waiting for a police officer to come and be like, all right, you kids, what?
What are you kids doing?
You kids, what? That guy's got a white beard. What? How old are you?
Hey, was the vehicle rocking?
No, the vehicle wasn't rocking. But a couple people drove past because we were like kind of off of a main road. And so this woman walked past and she kind of looked and held her hands out like, what's up? We were like, it's our wedding anniversary. We're just hanging out, trying to get away from the kids.
Aww.
And she was like, oh, it's my birthday. So we did like a little happy birthday cheers. And it was fun. And you know what it is? It wasn't like, it wasn't crazy, but it's something that we'll remember. Like 10's going to be the good one, right? 10-year wedding anniversary. We were planning on doing a trip or something to make up for it. But the 9-year one we'll remember as the time that we backed into a parking spot like a bunch of kids.
Yeah, Dallas and I are celebrating 10 years this year. I'm like, what are we going to do?
When is it?
We're going to have a brand new baby in October. But
yeah.
I mean, I don't think we're going too far. I wanted to go to Italy and renew my vows, but that's not happening.
You? Go to Italy?
That's strange. Most people go to an Italian restaurant and renew their vows, but Lorraine wants to actually fly to Italy to do it.
Most people go to Olive Garden.
All right, Roy, give us some good news. I honestly haven't been in on the news for the last like 3 days, so I know you got some good news stories out there, people helping people. Can you give us some?
Yep.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1, the main Roy and Lorraine Morning Show. Be safe out there. Looks like another line of storms is rolling through. Kind of like, I guess I got towards Shelby right now. And then the first line has just passed through like Albemarle, Monroe area. So lots of wind, lots of rain. Be safe if you're heading into work. If you're essential, you're finishing your 12-hour shift or you're starting your 12-hour shift. In the healthcare industry, we've talked to you guys a lot during the morning. So thanks for what you do and be safe.
Be safe. But let's talk about some good news. We need some good news to put a smile on your face.
I'll say we do, Roy. What you got for us?
Hawthorne's New York Pizza right here in Charlotte. They had a planned birthday party for a 12-year-old named Elizabeth. However, because of COVID-19, that party had to be canceled. But don't worry. The Huntersville location, since the dining room is closed, they still gave her a pizza kit so she could make a Hawthorne's pizza at home.
Nice.
Aww.
It was very, very cool. I loved the photos. I shared that one up on my Twitter. Also, Apple donating 100,000 N95 masks to South Carolina, to the South Carolina Emergency Management Division to help aid in the fight against the spread of coronavirus. The governor announced this weekend that Apple will be donating it, in which then the government will distribute it to healthcare professionals and first responders in South Carolina. I don't know why Apple chose South Carolina. Maybe they have a factory there. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a little random.
I don't know why they got that.
Tim Cook loves to go to Myrtle.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
he's
he's
a dirty Myrtle kind of guy.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure it out. I was like, why is Apple sending masks there? Not that, by the way, we don't need it, but I would just think that Apple would do like New York City or something.
Right.
You know,
sure.
There's
a reason. But don't ask us for the reason. We don't know. We're a headline show. If you want the news, go follow the news.
Of course, I am not a reporter by any means. I have zero journal integrity. Journalistic integrity. I don't have any of that.
You got no integrity, quite honestly.
Let's see here. COVID-19 Response Fund donating more than $3 million to 51 local nonprofits throughout our area. So there's, of course, the cases in North Carolina keep increasing, and so some funding from the response fund is being funneled into local nonprofits to help those who's being impacted by coronavirus here in the Carolinas. That is your good news.
Thanks, Roy. I also read that it looks like across the country, cases and hospital visits are down. I know it's true here in the Carolinas. I read that yesterday for the second straight day. The amount of people going into the hospital was down from previous weeks, so that's good. We got to stay indoors, though. Stay at home.
Isn't it nuts that, like, now we lead with the most cases and most deaths?
The country, you mean?
The country, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we're right in the middle of it. Once we get on the other side of it, you know, it'll be more recoveries.
Yeah. I know. But, like, why is it that even though...
Like New York City's huge, bro.
I know, but I was still so naive, and I'm like, oh, well, we won't be worse than Italy. Well, hold my beer.
Yeah, right.
Here it go.
Yeah. I mean, poor New York City. I mean, New York City, think about it. Every single day, 24-7, people are on top of people, touching things, and it's just, I mean, it was just a recipe for disaster there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I mean, even cities like L.A. are like, they're huge with population, but they're a little more spread out, and the you know, quite honestly, the subway system in L.A. is nothing compared to that in New York City, where you literally walk on the subway and hold the freaking bar to hold on.
Yeah.
You know? So I talked to a buddy of mine on Saturday night who says he's convinced he had it. That makes like three people that I know up in New Jersey that had it. You know, my county, Bergen County, where I grew up, is just it got crushed with it because it's a lot of people that come in and out of the city.
I was going to say they're commuters. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I'm hearing those stories where one person has it. He got tested positive, but the people that he got it from never got tested. He's like, so the numbers aren't even real,
right?
He's like, yeah. What we're reporting isn't even accurate.
Yeah, yeah.
We won't know until that antibody test comes about.
Sure. Three of my friends didn't get tested, but they had all the symptoms. You know the symptoms. You know, fever, chills, cough.
Yeah,
and both two of my three friends said that they had really bad, you know, they were on the potty a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
Maybe they didn't have it.
Maybe you just had food poisoning. Like
maybe they had what I had last week.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're gonna come back here, and we've got to discuss this. Somebody initialed A sent us a message on Insta. They said they found the perfect house, Roy. You love this as a realtor. Neighborhood's great. The home they love. The yard is perfect, except there's one issue that could prevent them from moving into the neighborhood. We'll tell you about it coming up in less than 10 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
We've done this before. It's called Should She? Or I guess should he, if anyone from the male gender wanted to drop us a DM at the MRL show.
It's open to anyone. It doesn't have to be female.
Right. Yeah. What's our should she today, Lauren?
Actually, I'm not even sure if this is a guy or a girl, because it's just initial A wants our help.
Ooh.
So should they? So initial A sent us a message and says, a house came on the market in the neighborhood that we really, really want to buy in. The house is the perfect size for us. The yard is too. The only issue, if you can call it an issue, is that the house is right down the street from my boss's house. Now, let me add, I love my boss. I don't sneak around playing hooky. If I need to take a day off to do nothing, I just tell him so. So no secrets. He's got a nice family with older kids in their 20s, but at the end of the day, he is my boss, and I'm not sure he wants me living that close to him. I thought maybe somebody listening could give some advice.
Roy, you're listening.
Okay.
You're somebody.
I mean, I wouldn't mind living near my bosses. You know, Quagmire or Walter, I think it actually would be kind of cool to live near them.
Now, remember, then you can never escape them. They always know what you're doing. They're going to judge you for your parties.
Well, it's a good thing I don't have many of them.
During this time, Roy wouldn't even know if he was by his boss. They wouldn't even know he was there.
Luckily, luckily I like my bosses, whereas she made, though, deep down.
Roy's connection got cut there, Loren. But
they may have some storms right now.
Yeah, I will say 704-570-9595. If you could safely do so, if you're able to give us a shout, text us or call us and tell us, would you or do you live near your boss? Because the other side of it for me, hold on, I'm going to reconnect Roy. Oh, there you are. Are you back, bud?
I'm back. Yeah.
Okay, we lost you.
Yeah, I'm back.
Well, go ahead.
It must be the weather.
Yeah, I bet.
But no, I mean, maybe she doesn't deep down like her bosses. Because, I mean, if you're not, now I would maybe not like the fact being right next to them, being the next door neighbor. But what about if you're just, you know, a few houses down, you don't ever see them? If anything, I would, you know what I mean?
Let me ask you this now. Now, what if the boss chooses to separate himself from her and never really like reaches out or like, I think I would be more offended by that.
Oh, like you didn't get invited over. Like all my other neighbors got invited to the party, but I didn't.
Well, that's the
angle. And then that causes office drama.
I was coming from that angle too, Loren, where it was like, you know, okay, and maybe it's okay for you to there, but would your boss want you to live down your street? Just imagine your boss is living there. They've probably been there, you know, let's just say a couple years at least. Now you're moving in on their territory.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I didn't go see any of my neighbors when I first moved in here in Plaza and I didn't introduce myself? If I moved in one of my boss's neighborhood, I'd be immediately on their doorstep with cookies. Saying, how do you
feel obligated?
I would feel obligated. I think it'd be funny.
You know, we live in a neighborhood, and I have a girlfriend in here who her husband's boss also lives like two streets over from them. And I guess it's not his boss anymore, but he said when he was under his rule, he hated going to like any of the common areas because he was always afraid to run into him and then have to talk about work 24/7.
Yeah, that sucks too.
But see, I've hung out like with Quagmire at his house and we didn't talk about work every 2 seconds. So again, I guess I'm just the bad person to ask. I wouldn't mind living near my bosses. I really wouldn't. I like them.
We're getting a lot of text messages from people saying that it would be okay to live next to the boss. Someone says you should ask your boss, like, hey, I was looking at a house in your neighborhood. Is it a nice neighborhood? And then you'll get a pretty good read if the boss is excited and says, totally, you'll love it. You should move in. Or if the boss says,
what's he going to say, though? My neighborhood sucks. Yeah, I'll move in here.
The crime rate's at an all-time high right now. I wouldn't move in unless you had some enormous German shepherd. Like, that would be a red flag that he doesn't want you.
Okay.
Listen, I found out that Phil from K104 lives near my house. And I was like, oh, is everything safe over at your house? Like, because I know it's sketchy near mine. But, like, you could have a response like that. If someone says, hey, I'm looking to live near you, you'd be like, well, listen, just don't be outside during dark time. You'll be good.
Look at this. 704 texts in and says, hey, think about this. All the social time you'll be spending with your boss in your neighborhood could lead to promotions at work.
Hey.
Not a bad thought.
Remember we talked about that because our boss at one point smoked. I don't know if he does anymore, but like people would go out and take smoke breaks and we felt like they were doing it just to get a leg up with the boss.
The kiss butters, that's what they are. A bunch of kiss butters.
Yeah, go out and smoke a butt to kiss a butt to get a raise and a promotion.
At least we're cool enough that we don't do that.
Good luck, Initial A. It sounds like the best thing to do is just to ask the boss about your neighborhood anyway. Let them know you're moving in so you're not just sliding in.
Yeah.
You know, so. All right, we got to come back. Roy, I want a recap of SNL. SNL went live this Saturday.
I was a big fan of it. I loved it this weekend. They did, so get this, y'all. They did Saturday Night Live all from home, including the host, Tom Hanks. How did they pull that off? We'll discuss next.
Thanks for starting your morning with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Sponsored by Window Nation on WNKS, WNKS, HD1, Charlotte.
Every morning.
Charlotte's number one hit music station. Kiss 95.1.
Hopefully you guys are safe from the storms that ripped through just a few hours ago. If you wake up and it starts getting bright outside, maybe some tree limbs in the roadways. Be careful of flooding, too. It is the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Roy, Saturday Night Live ran a special edition over the weekend. I know you watched it.
Yeah, it was really cool. They did it all from home. And when I first heard that they were doing SNL from home, where all the cast was going to be from home, I was like, oh, that can't be good. And then when it first opened, the first opening scene, I was like, oh, this is going to be trash. because it was like all the cast members, like what just appeared to be on a Zoom. And they seemed bored, and they're like, all right, my how's it going, my fellow cast members? And I was like, oh, here we go. This is going to be a waste of my time. And then they kind of transitioned to introducing the host of Tom Hanks from his home. And then everything from that point on was well-produced. It was awesome. It, of course, wasn't live. They had to pre-record everything. There was no way they could do actual sketches live. But Tom Hanks was funny, even though there was no laugh track. All the skits were, I thought, pretty good, even though there's no laugh track. It was really, really well produced. The only thing that was kind of weird was the Weekend Update. I thought they had, I guess they had a hard time performing without laughter, so they get like a bunch of their friends to hop on Zoom to laugh at them. And I thought that was kind of weird.
Lorraine,
yeah, I would think that doing a skit without any laughter is like hard to know if it's hitting, you know?
I know, but then like when you take the second generation audio from a computer and it's little people laughing on Zoom.
Yeah.
That part was a little weird, but all in all, the skits were really good.
Lorraine, tell Roy I couldn't disagree more.
You thought it was great?
No, I thought it sucked.
You hated it?
I didn't like it.
Why?
I didn't like it because I think one of the things that makes Saturday Night Live Saturday Night Live is the sets, the costumes, you know, to see Kate McKinnon play, you know, Ginsburg without the actual, you know, dress and the costume. It just didn't hit for me. I don't know.
So would you rather have not had it at all?
Yeah, you could have run. Yeah, yeah, kind of do. Now, I think the Weekend Update you can do because that's kind of like timely. But even that, you got to be careful because don't forget, New York City is just ground zero in the United States. And that's where SNL is filmed. And it's like you can't make a whole bunch of Corona jokes that you were making weeks ago aren't funny anymore. Mm-hmm. You know?
That is true. It is weird to be funny, especially when you're there. And, of course, like I couldn't get past some of the production side of it. Like Michael Che, for whatever reason, refused to look at the camera. He was instead looking at Zoom the whole time.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, look at the camera. No
he
one
was looking at himself.
Yeah, he was looking at his yeah, you're right, himself.
His image,
His image. I'm like, stop looking at that, dude. What's wrong with you?
Now, there was one skit, I'll tell you, that was kind of funny, Roy, and I'm sure you'll agree with me, but here's a little bit, Loren, of Tom Hanks doing the opening.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. Well, we have a great show for you tonight. Now, is it going to look a little different than what you're used to? Yes. Will it be weird to see sketches without big sets and costumes? Sure. But will it make you laugh? It's SNL. You know, there'll be some good stuff, maybe one or two stinkers. You know, the drill.
But, you know, and that's what we come to expect with Saturday Night Live. And so I think it still hit that. I mean, there were some stinkers, but then making fun of the people on Zoom calls.
That's what
funny.
I thought was funny, the Zoom call skit.
Right. Like, there was still some good stuff.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So we were talking about SNL. They did a live show, sort of live, a new show. And one of the skits they did, Loren, was the Zoom meetings.
Yeah.
And the two older women, the receptionist from the company, jumped on the Zoom meeting. And, of course, they can't figure out how to work the camera. They're revealing way too much information. The one receptionist brought the... Remember, Roy brought the laptop into the bathroom.
And everyone's like, no. Don't bring the camera anywhere.
So Cosmo.com put together confessions that'll have you double-checking your camera, make sure it's off when it's supposed to be off, and double-checking those mute buttons. Here's one that says, I don't know how none of my coworkers have noticed yet, but I'm literally never wearing pants, like ever. I haven't worn pants since March 11th, except one pair of sweatpants that I put on for grocery store runs, and then I immediately wash them. That's from Max, a 29-year-old.
Listen, I feel them because I have like a rotation of three pairs of leggings at this point, and it's all that fits me.
Yeah. Well, I put up a blog on Friday. You can go check it out. It tells you when you should wash your leggings, how many times you should wear them. Here's someone else that says, I was waiting in the Zoom lobby before a client call with a relatively new client. My cats were not getting along and trying to start a fight. I was on full-on lecturing cat mode, saying stuff like, that's so disrespectful. You're so cute, but you're rude. You're being a very bad cat right now, and I don't appreciate your catitude.
Hey, I have that sometimes even with our show. We had Cody Zeller on with the Mania Run, the Red Show last week. And while we're talking to him, my dog Callie decides to come into the room. And she's all excited, and she's panting, and she's trying to scratch at me. And meanwhile, I'm like trying to, like, hey, get off me. Stop it.
That's funny.
Leave me alone.
By the way, it turned out that that woman's meeting had already started, and she was unaware of that. So she was lecturing her cats in front of 12 other people.
In front of everyone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see. Early on in quarantine, my company put a, quote, happy hour on the calendar at noon. I was the only one who didn't realize that it was just the name happy hour, which meant just time to catch up and not drink. I was the only one who came with a margarita, which totally made me look like I was drinking on the job. The worst part of it, after my mishap, our boss changed the name of our catch-ups from happy hour to team lunches.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I'm actually on that person's side.
Really?
Yes, because if you say happy hour, I'm bringing booze, man.
Okay, so this happened to somebody I know. I can't even say who it is. But the woman that got on and thought it was quote-unquote happy hour, she was hammered drunk and trying to get through. Like, had a breakdown during the Zoom meeting. I was like, what's that?
Well, speaking of Zoom meetings, we're going to tell you guys how you can jump on a happy hour with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show coming up just after this break. And, by the way, full drinking, not only required, but encouraged. Stand by.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Gemma.
Yeah?
Hi, Gemma. Mr. Brown, the U.S. Senseless Bureau. How are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Got your form here, and you didn't fill everything out. I thought I could call you on the phone and ask you a few questions so we can file it.
Oh, okay. Okay, sure.
Let's start off with the religious questions, because those are the ones that are typically Aki Momo, and then we'll move on, okay?
Okay.
If God created the sun on the fourth day, was it just dark the other days? I mean, what... Well, is it cold?
What?
Are tears just brain sweats? Because your brain's working hard dealing with emotions?
I don't know. I've never even heard of that before.
And is it true that every room is an escape room? It just may be easier to get out of?
Okay. Wait. Is somebody playing? What is going on?
What was the last time you saw your grandparents jump around?
My grand... Okay, nobody's jumping around because they're 85 and 90, so I don't think that'd be safe.
That's my point. I mean, like, whoever sees a grandparent jump around? They're too old to do that.
Okay.
Jill Baskins, she did it, didn't she?
Mm-hmm. I mean... You know what? I will answer this. She absolutely did it.
Yeah.
That woman, both of them.
Which side are you on? Carol's side, Joe's side, Doc's side, Jeff's side, the camera guy, producer guy's side, the other guy that didn't have no legs? What about the fella that was the property of Joe with the messed up teeth and he was shirtless the whole time? Are you on that side?
I can't believe I'm going to answer this question, but I'm on Dylan's side, the toothless boyfriend. What is going on?
I'll tell you what's going on, Gemma. You are on with the Senseless Bureau with the Mania Morning, the Red Morning Show. It's a prank phone call.
Oh, my God. Who set me up for this? As if I don't have anything else to do.
Christina. Christina did.
Okay. I'm going to...
I love it, dude. You know what I love is you go, hey, you didn't fill out your form, and nobody filled out any form. And they go, oh, okay.
They just go with it.
You didn't fill out your form properly. Producer Nicole says we need to say hi to Shelby on line 7. Good morning, Shelby. What's up?
I mean, no matter what kind of day I've had, the Senseless Survey always makes me bust out laughing, even if I'm surrounded by other people. Makes my day every time.
Yeah, and you find yourself thinking of those questions as Roy's asking. They're ridiculous questions, but you're like, there really is something to that.
Yeah, the more that Roy asks those questions, the more I'm like, oh, wait, like, there might be something to this, you know? And then it makes me ask my friends, and it becomes a whole thing. We love it.
Yeah, we all go down Roy's foxhole. Thanks, Shelby.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On KISS 95.1.
All right, Loren, her name is Dawn in Mooresville, and she's on to play Can't Beat Loren. Good morning,
hey,
Dawn.
Dawn.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Let's see how you do in Can't Beat Loren today.
Oh, we shall see. Loren, get on out.
I'm going.
And she's got 95 wins.
She does, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
I'm sorry, 91 wins. Here we go. Question number one, Dawn in Mooresville. This prince has officially ditched his royal titles. Who is that?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Harry.
Question two. Mariah Carey paid tribute to the first responders fighting on the front lines with a special performance of the song Hero. She's also known for another classic that hits around the holidays. What song is that? Dawn.
Oh, good Lord. Good Lord.
Okay, question three. SNL was back this weekend with an at-home edition. Tom Hanks hosted it. Now, he was in quarantine for COVID-19 in what country?
Australia.
Question four, Diddy hosted a virtual dance-a-thon to raise money for the corona relief. The highlight was when his ex joined her new fiance, Alex Rodriguez, who is Diddy's ex.
J-Lo.
And question five, a new streaming service called Peacock is launching on Wednesday. What network is behind it?
NBC.
Ooh, good job, Dawn. Let's go, Loren.
All right, Loren is coming back. Lorraine, this is going to be tough. I don't know if you're going to win.
All right, I'm here.
She got four correct, Lorraine.
All right, let's see how you do, Ren. This prince has officially ditched his royal titles. Who is that?
Prince Harry.
1-1.
Mariah Carey paid tribute to all the first responders fighting on the front lines of the coronavirus. She did a special performance of Hero. She's also known for a special holiday song. What song is that?
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
That is correct. Unfortunately, our friend Don said, good Lord, good Lord. That's not correct. It's 2-1.
All right, question four. Diddy hosted a virtual dance-a-thon. Oh, I'm sorry, question three. SNL was back this weekend with an at-home edition hosted by Tom Hanks. What country was Hanks quarantined in?
Australia.
That is correct. It's 3-2.
Diddy hosted a virtual dance-a-thon to raise money for the corona relief. The highlight was when his ex joined her new fiance, A-Rod, on camera. Who is Diddy's ex?
Jennifer Lopez.
That's correct. It's 4-3.
And a new streaming service called Peacock is launching on Wednesday. What network is behind it?
I'm going to assume NBC.
That is a safe assumption.
What would make you assume that, Loren?
Because they're the Peacock. That's
very
their
good.
Emblem.
Very good.
Final score is 5-4. Loren, you have 92 wins.
Oh, Dawn. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, and I knew that answer. That's what makes me mad.
I know. It's hard to play when you're actually playing live. But, Dawn, go ahead and tell Mooresville what we want to hear.
Oh, my name is Dawn from Mooresville, and I cannot beat the rent.
Thanks for playing, Dawn.
Stay safe, Dawn, okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Bye.
You know what we should do with how crazy the world is? We should play a fun game of things we used to say. Because everything's different now. So let's kind of go back in time, and I'll tell you how to play. Give us 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mady, Roy, and Loren. KISS 95.1.
Ever since coronavirus, we've been living very different lives. And so we thought it'd be fun to go back down memory lane and play a fun game called The Things We Used to Say. And you can play along too, 704-570-9595 if you want to be part of the show and discuss things that we used to say, things that we used to do.
So
anybody
want
to kick things off?
We'll just go around the room like we do for our dad joke Christmas, is that right?
Yeah, I think so. I think that'd be a good idea.
All right, producer Nicole, why don't you go first? Oh, let me turn your microphone
on.
There you go.
Good.
Okay.
Okay. Can I pet your dog?
Wait a minute, you can't say that anymore?
No,
well, people, I don't think dogs carry the coronavirus. Why can't you say that?
You don't want to be that close to someone, I assume.
Yeah, but also, too, I like if someone touches them and then you touch right after, I don't know.
I don't know you. Okay.
That's weird.
Okay, yeah, you're probably right. Go figure. Hers is
Look,
about a dog.
Y'all don't even know because y'all haven't left the house in weeks.
What do you got, Roy?
Oh, let's do a group hug.
Oh, yeah. Nope, not anymore.
Yeah, no group hug.
Hey, Lorraine, can you take me to get my car today?
Yeah, you don't want to be that close.
Nope. Mm-mm. All right, I'm going to take Cupcakes to Cash's school tomorrow.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
No school, no cupcakes.
Hey, Manny, you wanna create a secret handshake?
Oh, we're not saying that anymore. These are things we used to say.
If you want to join, you can. 704-570-9595. Here's mine. Hey, make sure you kiss Grandma goodbye. Can't do that. Can't kiss Grandma goodbye anymore.
205 sent a text message and said the 5-second rule's out the window.
Yeah, totally out the window. Hug it out, 828 said.
Hey, Roy, let me have a bite of that.
Oh, yeah.
Or like, oh, Loren, you gotta have a sip of this Bloody Mary. It is so good.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm gonna go get my nails done after the show today.
Yeah, I guess you don't do that anymore.
I know some
they
some
need
some
done
women
so
feel
bad.
That.
Like every woman in America knows what I'm talking about. We have like two pieces of polish still left.
A lot of people are calling. Hang tight, you guys. Once producer Nicole gets through her list, she'll come and grab you guys.
Hey, Manny, I have a secret. Let me whisper it to you.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Oh,
don't
you can't
whisper
get that close to me. Hey, Roy, let's French. Wait, hold on. Maybe you wouldn't even say that before this.
No. Yeah. No. How about this one? Want to become blood brothers? Mm. Can't do that.
Aww, you guys are so over the top. Come on.
Hey, Loren, smell my breath. Tell me if it's bad. We used to do that.
It's freaking gross.
No, we didn't.
Well,
no,
we didn't.
Real ones are like, well, for me anyway. All right, I'm booking a trip to Florida. When can I go?
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
We still got 10 more minutes for you to enter in that code word. Text it to 45911 for your chance to win $500. If you missed the code word, don't worry. We got another one coming your way. 10 a.m. It's the KISS Cash Code.
I'm loving this game that Roy brought to the table. The things we used to say, like, that we haven't said since March 14th.
Yeah. Like, you want to go to a brewery?
Yeah. Game night this Friday?
Ugh. Let me have a sip of that, or let me have a bite of that. Yeah. Can I grab a fry? Oof. We haven't said that since March 14th. 704-570-9595. Text us. Or, better yet, do like what our wonderful friend Chantel and Albemarle did and dial us up. We'd love to talk to you. Good morning, Chantel.
Good morning. How are y'all?
We're doing very good, Chantel. So tell us, what's something that we used to say?
I just want to go back out to eat and get a margarita and queso.
Mm, yep.
Yeah.
Taco Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you miss the most, Chantel, about the stay-at-home orders?
Well, yeah, because I work at the hospital, so yeah.
Yeah, so you're going in. We're working. So it's not like you haven't left the house. See, like my wife, she used to go into work. She hasn't been to work in weeks. So even just like getting out of the house, she would take going to work right now. She'll work overtime in the office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Goodness. Well, we're praying for her too.
So. Chantel, I got a couple more. You want to hear a couple more of the things that we haven't said since March 14th?
Let's hear it.
Will you pop that pimple for me?
Ew, Mimi, you didn't say that before. You're
not
so gross.
Fun, though. Let's do it.
Yeah, see, Chantel thinks it's fun. Actually, popping a pimple is probably safer than me breathing on you.
Yeah, probably. 205 texted in and said, see you at the gym tomorrow is another one they haven't said.
See you at the gym tomorrow, yeah. Roy and I haven't said that since March 14th, 2002.
I know. Nicole says right now is a good time to be resetting and, like, working out every day. I'm like, no, it's a good time to go snacking. Like, no one's doing that.
Things we haven't said since March 14th. Chantel, how about this? Oh, my God, hold my hand. I'm so scared. Like going through a haunted house or something. What are we going to do this October when we have to go through the haunted houses together?
You run that way, I'll run the other way.
There you go. That's a good plan.
Don't stay close. That's what we'll say. All right, Chantel, you're an amazing frontline worker at the hospital. Thanks so much for listening to us this morning.
Well, thank y'all for keeping us going. Y'all are amazing.
You got it. We got bonus hours today, too, y'all. We're going to go to 11 this morning just to see what's what.
We decided.
Yeah, we're going to try it out. We put it out there on our social media, and we had thousands of people saying, hey, you should really stay on. Be a good idea. So we're going to give it a shot today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with Chantel. I can't wait to go sit down at a restaurant and drink. I actually kind of miss just going out and drinking, like going to the clubs.
Dallas and I got in the Jeep yesterday and just drove around.
Yeah, where'd you go? Tough.
Like, we went to go pick up a pizza for Cash, and then we just drove around Ballantyne. I just needed to get out.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, see, at least I'm coming to the station and, like, getting out of the house 5 days a week. I come to the station, I walk right into the studio, immediately sanitize everything, and then I have my own, you know, way of doing things to get in and out of the building. But, like, Amanda, like I just said, she hasn't left the house. And think about all those people that are used to going into the office that just haven't left the house unless they're going to get groceries or going to the park.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that, too, you know. I just started broadcasting from home, 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago? And it's now weighing on me. It's now like, oh, gosh.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Before, I'm like, oh, this is a breeze. I have a refrigerator if I'm hungry. This is awesome.
Dude, I don't go to the grocery store. I haven't been to the office in a month. Like, I am going stir crazy over here. I have a doctor's appointment, like a baby doctor's appointment this week, and I'm so excited just to go somewhere.
Lauren's going to dress up, do makeup.
Heels.
Heels, dress, all ready to go. Hey, Ren, you said that you had a rough time with Easter this weekend.
Yeah, we had to, I felt really, really bad doing this, but we had to ban the Easter Bunny yesterday.
Ooh, can we talk and discuss and get into a little mom logic and a little dad logic there?
Yeah, as long as you don't judge me.
No, we won't, because there's plenty of parents that are in your position.
Please, sir, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Our Operation Kids Care, where we're having your kids help us write cards for the elders in long-term care facilities who can't see family and friends. We're getting an update from one of the people who wrote 100 cards at 8:50 this morning. We got to give them a big thank you. Plus, we're starting to get videos now of some of the people inside these facilities receiving the cards, and we're getting feedback about how happy they are. So, Operation Kids Care, for details on how you can help put a smile on someone's face inside a long-term care facility, head to kiss951.com.
So, Lauren.
Yes.
Tell us about what happened with you this weekend. I kind of heard that the Easter Bunny may have been banned.
So, yes, he was. And I went, my husband and I went back and forth on this, like, so, like, literally all day yesterday. And we felt like terrible parents by doing it, but we also didn't want to reward some negative behavior. But yesterday, man, Cash was just, I mean, a whole handful, two whole handfuls. And, you know, he was up super early, and I was like, you know, today, for example, I couldn't get Cash out of bed until 7:30, but yesterday he was up at like 6:20.
He knew the bunny had come.
Well, the bunny didn't come yet. So, yeah. So he got up and he was kind of a handful, and it just got like worse and worse all day. And he doesn't realize that it's Easter, right? Like, he doesn't really know at that point. Mm-hmm. He's three.
Yeah.
But we just didn't want to reward negative behavior. So we're like, you know what? Easter's going to be a different day. The bunny can come another day. He's not going to come today. We're going to get through this. Try to make the best of it.
He's not going to school. It's not like you have to worry about friends being like, hey, the Easter bunny came to my house.
Right. He's not old enough to see it on social media or anything like that. But it just in our brains, we were like, if we reward this, then he's going to be like, oh, I got their attention and I got a gift.
So let me get this straight. Did the Easter bunny drop off the basket and then you guys grabbed it? Or did you tell him not to come to the house?
So the Easter Bunny has dropped the package, but it's being hidden currently.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. And but both of you agree?
Yeah, I mean, we went back and forth on it all day. Like at like 2 o'clock, I agreed, and he didn't agree. And then finally, we came to this like conclusion around 3 o'clock. Cash wouldn't even go down for a nap yesterday. That's like how much of a handful he was. And we were like, we just can't. It was screaming and crying and tantrums and throwing ourselves on the floor. And I was like, uh-uh.
Was that you doing that, or was that Cash?
That's what I wanted to do after he did it.
Yeah.
I saw the video, Roy. Did you see the video of Cash doing the egg hunt around the chateau?
I did not.
What day was that?
So that was yesterday morning, but that was like after we had some good behavior, then we went outside, and then that when it turned into a whole other thing, and I was like, yep, nope. That was like my toe in the water, trying to see if maybe we were on a good, you know, little ramp from there, and it just crashed and burned.
Well, but you know what? The Easter Bunny came to your house. You already have the basket. You can give it whenever you want to give it. So that's not too bad.
I know. And my, you know, I tell my mom that last night, and she's like, "You didn't give him his Easter basket." I'm like, "Mom, he doesn't know it's Easter."
Hey, by the way, we have a couple minutes here. Real quick, someone jump on the phone and tell us like the big gift you got from the Easter Bunny. My God, back when I was younger, Easter Bunny would just bring candy and maybe a toy. But, like, I saw somebody posted on their socials they got a new bike for Easter.
Oh, wow.
Me and my sister got a trampoline from the Easter Bunny.
What?
What?
He wanted us to hop just like him.
Well, I mean, that's hilarious, but can't he talk to Santa and deliver it at Christmas when you're, I don't know, supposed to get gifts?
Right? Yeah, but he did. But the Santa said it's too cold in Christmas time.
Roy's like, my Easter stocking was full. 704-570-9595. Jump on the phone real quick. Tell us, did you get a big present for Easter?
Am I a terrible parent?
Well, no, you're not a bad parent. You got to do the parenting thing. You know, and if Cash wasn't asking you and wasn't wearing you out about it.
I know. If he would have been like upset and like asking, you know, oh, did the Easter Bunny not come or something like that, I don't think I could have held out. But I don't know, you know, yesterday at the end of the day, I was just like feeling some type of way.
828 texts in and says yesterday the Easter Bunny dropped off an engagement ring.
Whoa.
Congrats to me. Picture coming, she says.
Okay.
An Easter proposal. Wow. 704-570-9595. Did the Easter Bunny bring you a gift that wasn't just candy? Like, anybody else get something big? Like, Roy got a trampoline one year.
We did. Me and my sister both.
Somebody got a Barbie Jeep filled with candy and toys from 704. The five-year-old me was thrilled.
I feel like Easter has escalated, you know?
It has. It has.
And Father's Day has de-escalated. Especially in my house.
You just get a card, bud? Is that it?
You just get a card and some underwear, and then we move on. And then meanwhile, the Easter Bunny's dropping off all sorts of presents and gifts to Dean and my daughter Ruby. You know? Halloween also is growing. Not that people are getting presents on Halloween, but the amount of candy and all the goodies and stuff that they get.
Costumes get bigger and bigger.
Costumes get bigger, yeah.
Well, it's the expectations of the candy. Like, it has to be the good chocolate and the good name brands. I remember specifically, like, getting the majority of my candy was candies I've never even heard of, and then the crappy candies.
Yeah.
Like, it was not the Hershey bars.
Yeah, and at Easter, the big thing was the chocolate bunny, and then you actually took your own peanut butter and put it inside the chocolate bunny and then made a Reese's peanut butter bunny. So
really? Yeah, yeah.
We did that. 704-570-9595, a text message from 704 came in and said, my kids got one big gift from Easter. It was a bubble gun. Is that, they mean bubble gum?
No, I think Cash has one in his basket, too.
Okay.
I peeked. But it's like, you know, one of those little, like, toy guns that blow bubbles. That
nice.
One, you don't have to do all the work.
Okay. All right, we'll take more texts on that. Loren, we've been sitting on this because we didn't work on Friday. Thursday, you were back. We didn't play it for you. But Wednesday of last week, right before we were getting ready to get out of here, producer Nicole said, before you guys go and start recording stuff for the next day, you've got to pick up, like, I think line 12. Wait till you hear who was on line 12. We haven't spoken to him since probably, what, Roy, like Valentine's
Day? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Valentine's Day. You're going to want to hear from this person. You all know him. You love him. We'll get to him coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Hey, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
So, Loren, we got a really late phone call on the show, and you weren't with us, but we had to record him, especially because we haven't heard from him in forever.
Is this person very angry?
It is. Angry Frank.
Frank! How the hell are you guys?
We have been thinking about you, Frank. We've been wondering where you are. It's been months.
Well,
what?
Let's be real. COVID-19, and you're kind of up in age, and you don't have the best health.
Oh, hey, man, don't worry about me. I take care of myself, man. I'm just paranoid. I'm confused, and I'm walking around in my damn underwear because I ain't got no more clothes.
But that has nothing to do with the coronavirus. That's just a typical day for you.
That what I wore outside is all screwed up, man. It's not great.
You think that the COVID-19's on your clothes?
Man, keep the corona off you. That's my song. Keep the corona off you, baby.
Can you wash your clothes?
I don't touch my clothes, man. Are you crazy?
So wait, are you being serious? There's clothes that you wore out in public. Where are you going, by the way? And do you even drive? I forget.
Well, you know, sometimes I walk up the block to the liquor store, you know, because I got to get my little medicine.
Do you have a mask, Frank, down there in Rock Hill?
Man, I talked to one of my old war buddies, and I tried to talk him out of his gas mask, but he gave me one of those 9F95 masks. He said, here, use that and get out of here. So, you know, we're not buddies.
The mask that I think all the medical doctors need, that's the one that
Frank's using.
Frank's
walk around in his underwear. That's way more important. Producer Nicole reminded me the last time we heard from you was right before Valentine's Day. So it's been almost 2 months.
Yeah, it's been terrible, man.
How are you feeling? You feel healthy? No cough, no dry cough, no fever?
That's because I ain't been around nobody. And don't come see me.
I can't imagine you're normally around people.
Yeah, this is normal.
That's a plus. Why I'm okay. Hey, listen, let me ask you something, man. What you think about this? I think it's a conspiracy theory. This is my theory. I think Trump has got something going on with the Russians and the Chinese to screw up our election. That's why we got this corona all around us. What you think?
That's a bit of a stretch of a conspiracy.
I've never heard that one before.
Yeah, man, it got over here some kind of way, man.
Well, it is interesting that the Russians don't have any cases, really, Roy.
But
you don't hear nothing about them.
The election's in November. This thing is supposed to die down before then.
Well, I got a store plus of liquor and cigarettes, and I'm gonna go out on the street and peddle them, make my money.
You're gonna sell cigarettes.
Okay, don't be price gouging cigarettes and whatever else.
Two for $5. Two cigarettes for $5.
Angry Frank down in Rock Hill with Manny, Roy, and Loren. I don't even remember the first time we spoke with you. You stumbled upon the show. You heard War of the Roses, and you were sticking up for the cheating guy, if I remember right, Frank. But
yeah,
and then remember when Frank was on the news?
You were on the news.
The police showed up to his house, and he was naked.
Yep, that was funny.
Yeah.
What are you doing? So I know you have a daughter and some grandkids, but you don't love seeing them anyway. Like, who's taking care of you? Who's looking out for you? Like, bringing food? Or are you going to the store?
My damn self, man. What are you talking about, man? I get mine.
Do you get takeout?
No. Get takeout, man. I get my food from Ledlow. He lives down the street. And Ledlow, he got a nasty call. He calls all over the place. You know, I said, man, what's wrong with you? But he's been like that for years. But
you don't need to be
hanging
around people that's coughing.
Well, when you got good friends, you don't leave them.
And Ledlow does, if you need something from the store or you need, like you said, cigarettes or alcohol, you go to Ledlow.
Ledlow do that for me.
Okay. Wow. All right. This is exactly how I thought the Frank update would go, too, by the way.
Yeah. If I had to imagine how Frank's living during a quarantine, this is it. And it's honestly not that bad.
I got one question for you guys. Okay. How the hell you going to have a happy hour when there ain't no people?
We did it virtually. It was on Facebook Live. And people, through their phones, we were all able to hop on the same video conference together. And we brought our own drinks. And we were able to talk and have a lot of fun.
That's the damnedest thing I've ever heard. That is crazy.
Well, I want you to join us for a happy hour.
He can't. He doesn't have internet.
I don't care about that, man. I got my happy hour right here. In fact, every time I talk to you guys, I have a happy hour.
All right. That's Angry Frank, dude. You stay healthy, Frank. I'm serious. Stay away from Ledlow with that freaking cough of his. And if you need something, reach out to producer Nicole. We'll see if we can't get some supplies down to you if you need it, okay?
Tell my girl to get better. I love her.
Yeah, man, no, I was going to ask him if he knew her name.
No.
I don't think he knows our names.
No, I don't.
You don't.
Am I supposed to know?
I don't know. I know Nicole called you for an update, but like,
I love Nicole.
Okay,
calling me, baby.
Okay, but see, I sometimes text Frank to check in on him. What does my name come up as on your phone?
Oh, it comes up as radio.
My name's Maney, and that's Roy, Frank. Not that it matters.
Maney?
Yeah.
Your name's Maney. How do you spell that?
M-A-N-E-Y. It's my last name.
Oh, Maney, okay.
Yeah.
Much respect to you, my friend.
Oh, we're back live now.
Frank, we've known Frank for almost like a year now, and he still doesn't know what
I
know.
I knew he would know your name, Loren. But it's good to hear from Angry Frank. And that, like we said in that call there, that's exactly the update we would have expected from him.
I was dying at the Ledlow. Like, it sounds like a store, not a person.
I'm pretty sure Ledlow's a character from an old 70s TV show, and he's making it all up. But all right, we'll be back. Good to hear Frank's all right. It's called Operation Kids Care, and it's something we've been working on for the last couple weeks now. Producer Nicole and my son Dean are kind of heading it up, but you guys have taken the ball and absolutely run with it. It's awesome.
Yep. You know, there's a bunch of people in assisted living facilities who can't see their families. They can't see their loved ones. And so to get a card from you makes their day.
So all the details on how to get cards to us so that we can properly deliver them, sanitize them, and then they're handed out to all the people in these long-term care facilities, and they get a big kick out of it and a huge smile on their face. All the details are up at kiss951.com. But we wanted to welcome Laura to the Maney, Roy, and Loren show, you guys. Hey, Laura.
Hey, how are you?
We are awesome. Laura, your daughter, Daniela, did something amazing, and I'm sure you were behind it. How old is your daughter?
She's 7.
Okay. Your 7-year-old daughter, we had to call you and say thank you, because Loren, last week, she sent an envelope with 100 cards in there.
Holy cow. Laura, how long did that take you guys?
Almost a week. We've been working on the cards for around a week, because she's doing schoolwork, so every time she was done, she would tell me, "Mommy, can we start making the cards?" I was like, "You need to be done with your homework," and then we do the cards, and she would just start doing cards and cards and cards and cards.
She was asking to do them too.
And did you come up with the 100 number, or did you just keep doing it? And next thing you knew,
and then when I counted, I was like, "Okay, we're gonna send this, and then if you want, we can work on some more, but let's just send this for now."
You guys should go to at the MRL show on our Insta. We'll post a couple of the awesome cards that Laura's daughter, Daniela, 7-year-old, made, because her artwork is awesome, by the way.
Yeah, she loves drawing. She loves all stuff, crappy stuff. So that's a good way to keep her entertained.
Oh, good.
Does a 7-year-old really understand how much it means for her to write and draw 100 cards to put a smile on somebody's face? Is that kind of a conversation that you guys had too while you were doing it?
Yeah, she does. When we heard about the story, she said, "I want to make the cards." And I asked her, "Why do you want to do that?" She said, "I know my grandma will be very sad if she can see us. And I know how happy she gets when I give her cards and letters. And I want to make other people happy."
So sweet.
Operation Kids Care, the MRL show with the awesome help of people like Laura and her 7-year-old daughter, Daniela. You guys are helping us get to 1,000 cards so we can hand them out. Laura, every time we talk about this, another long-term care facility reaches out to us and says that their residents would love to read these cards as well. So
yeah, and we're working on some more right now.
You guys are amazing.
You. Wow.
Right, we asked to
thank you guys for brightening our day and making us happy with your show.
Oh, that's really sweet, Laura. We wanted to talk to Daniela, Roy, but she's still sleeping. As you can imagine, she's tired after all those cards.
Yeah, and they're supposed to be on spring break this week, so...
Good. All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, let her listen to the show replay so she can hear us say a big congratulations and thank you to her for doing a great job.
I will.
All right. Thanks, Alrighty. Laura.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Yeah, that's amazing.
100 cards by this
in
kid.
In a week.
If she could do 100 cards, think about what you could do. We have the address up at kiss951.com. Operation Kids Cares. Let's put a smile on the people who can't be with their loved ones due to COVID-19.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk your horn and flash your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette.
We're on this thing called StreamYard, where Roy, Loren, and I can see each other. Sometimes we go live. Today we haven't gone live on Facebook, but tell everyone what Roy's picture is right now.
Roy is not Roy. He is Carol Baskin.
It's just a still shot of Carol Baskin. Oh, man. We have so much to get into, dude. I know you found some secret recipes that have been revealed because, like, COVID-19, these crazy stay-at-home times have made companies just put stuff out there that they ordinarily wouldn't do.
Yeah.
But tell us, since you do have Carol Baskin up as your screenshot, tell us about the extra hour that you watched on Netflix about the Tiger King.
I would like for you to start off by saying, hey, all you cool cats and kittens, though.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. it wasn't bad. It pretty much was a live stream, like a Zoom conference with everyone. Where they sent everyone just like Apple AirPods and a phone and kind of recorded it that way, if you will. It wasn't bad. It had that one guy hosting it, which he's like such a B, C-list celebrity, but he's like always hosting. Like that's his thing.
Who would that be? Mark Wahlberg from Double Dare? Mark Wahlberg from Double Dare? Okay.
Back here, it's one of those guys. He even makes fun of himself.
Okay.
He's even like, I haven't done anything big since like 2008. Joe McHale.
McHale, yes.
Yeah,
he was on The Soup.
The Soup. So he's like, you know what I mean? He's not like huge, but...
Right.
He's more of a comedian. That's funny that they would have him do it.
Yeah, although, to my opinion, some of his jokes didn't land, which is hilarious when that happens. But, you know, they kind of got everyone's opinion of, a little bit unfiltered opinion of Joel directly. You know, before, the story was kind of cut in a way that was emotionally appealing, and they were trying to get ratings. But then what they did with this show, this episode, is that they actually wanted to kind of go directly and ask opinions and went that route. And it was interesting because some people thought... Openly, on this Netflix episode, some people talk about, like Jeff talked about how he disagreed with what Netflix did, whereas you had like the campaign manager guy who's like, what Netflix did is the most accurate representation. Jeff just can't handle the truth. And
any fights between the characters?
No, because they weren't in the same room.
But nobody like yelling at each other like, shut up, you know.
No, they wouldn't talk to each other. They would only talk to the host.
That's a cool move.
So I don't know if maybe Netflix purposely set up the conference to do it that way.
I'm sorry. Nicole just brought in a huge amount of cards that were delivered to us on Friday, I guess. So I was a little distracted. Did you say Joe Exotic was on this thing, too, from the jail cell?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, okay.
They were just asking what they thought of him.
Yeah, what they thought of him.
Okay.
And that evidently someone is communicating with Joe because he is aware of what's going on, and he's even aware, like, someone who's controlling his fan groups is getting messages from Joe to put out to the fan groups. So he is fully aware that he's a major star. It's just he can't enjoy it because he's behind, you know, bars.
Right. Oh, my God. Do you think Lori Vallow's mad that Joe Exotic has taken over the spotlight after coronavirus?
No, I think Lori Vallow.
Yeah, Lori Vallow, who, by the way, if you don't know that story, if you forgot, because I don't know, that felt like a year ago, she disappeared her kids, and she was all over headline news just before all this broke. But yeah. No, I think she's happy that you know, the attention's off of her.
And then TMZ's running a Tiger King special tonight at 9 o'clock on Fox, and I think I'm done with it. Like they're just going to double back. It's like the second year of Making a Murderer. It's like, I didn't need to see that second season. You're just recapping the first season.
I feel like Joe Exotic has given everyone permission to all of his footage. Like, I feel like if I called Joe's people, we could probably get footage and do a special.
But I think to him, he, like, the money isn't what he cares about. It's more the fame than anything. Fame. So he's like, ready to sign it away.
And he's a star. Now, they did confirm on the episode last night that that's not really Joe's voice. That he's not really a country singer. And that they would pay someone to do.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd heard that before, too. That wasn't Joe Exotic singing.
Oh my gosh, I feel like.
His husband confirmed.
I feel like the wool has been pulled over my eyes.
I know. Because I would be watching. I'm like, you know, the guy's, a jerk off.
He's got a decent voice.
I'm like, yeah, but at least he could sing. Maybe he should pursue that.
Why'd you just call him?
A jerk off?
You can't say that on the radio.
Why?
No, you can't say that.
He's a horrible human.
I know, but I don't know if you could say the J-O. I mean, you did, and I didn't beep it, but and you said it twice. Really?
He's a...
You wouldn't say D-bag. You would say D-bag. You wouldn't say the word.
Yeah, but what's wrong with the word jerk?
That's fine, but when you put the word off after it, Lauren, am I wrong here?
I wasn't referring in that manner, though.
I get it, but okay, you just kind of caught me off guard a little bit. Now we're going to go into a song before you say something else off the guard.
And listen, Meanie's moral compass doesn't point north, so he thought it was bad.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So here's where normally Lauren will drop some Hollywood gossip on us, but we've decided, after asking you guys this weekend on our socials if we should do an extra hour, y'all said yes, overwhelmingly. So we'll get to celebrity gossip around 10:25 this morning, as we are going to stay on till 11 since everybody's schedules are a little adjusted. We will...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Have some more stuff. I got to tell you, Loren, it's on the list of things to talk about. Roy and Nicole had a tough time with a conversation they were trying to have the other day.
Yeah, and Roy says something that I have a hard time with, and I think it's the same thing that Nicole had a hard time with. When he says it, I never know which one he means.
It's your pronunciation, not your enunciation. It's your pronunciation of a word. And a Yankee had to come in and help the whole situation out, so we'll get into that. But Roy, you said with COVID-19 and people on stay-at-home orders, that's leaving some places to reveal secret recipes that ordinarily we would never find out about?
Yes. More specifically, we've had two different companies. We had Disney, which released their secret recipe for something called Dole Whip, which I don't know what Dole Whip is.
Lauren, oh, it's like ice cream. It's amazing. Oh,
is it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They released their recipe to that. And then Hilton Doubletree Hotels have revealed their secret recipe to the chocolate chip cookies that they give you when you check into your hotel.
You could just pass that this way.
And let me tell you, there's a little few secret ingredients in there that I didn't see coming, like cinnamon and they had something else. I think, lemon juice in their cookies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right? It's like that little secret hidden ingredient that just brings it up the notch a little bit.
Hey, get in on this conversation. What secret recipe do you wish would be revealed right now? It seems like with the stay-at-home orders, like, all rules are off. Like, people are just revealing everything. Cops aren't pulling people over anymore for, like, speeding violations if you're, you know, you're not going too fast. It's like the world is just upside down right now.
Chick-fil-A sauce, what is that? Like, they should reveal the ingredients.
Yeah.
Give us the recipe.
Who did one? Was it Walmart? You had us try and we couldn't tell the difference.
Yeah, I haven't blogged that yet because I was kind of waiting for coronavirus to kind of calm down a little. But Walmart has a brand of chicken sauce. They call it Walmart chicken sauce. And it tastes just like Chick-fil-A sauce.
704-570-9595. If you could safely do so, give us a call. We'd love to talk to you guys. We're doing a bonus hour. We'll be on until 11 this morning, so we're going to want to hear from you guys at some point anyway. But what special secret recipe would you love to find out the ingredients to? 704-570-9595. 828 agrees with you, Loren. Says Dole Whip pineapple soft serve is amazing that you get at Disney. I don't think I've ever had it.
Oh, you get it? Well, you're not going now.
My Disney trip was planned for the last week in June, but... Even if they are open, I'm just not going to go. I don't think they're going to be aware of what's going to happen, like how they're going to handle the opening.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't be trying that this year. How about Kentucky Fried Chicken? How about KFC? Like what's in your fried chicken recipe?
704-570-9595. Give us a phone call, and we'll take your calls coming up next on KISS.
All the hits, KISS 95.1. It's the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. We're going a bonus hour. We asked if you guys wanted it. You said you did. So enjoy it.
We're giving it a shot.
We'll stay until 11 today.
By the way, do you recognize that means I'm on the air from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. and then again like from 3 to 7:30?
It's Roy Radio.
It's literally Roy Brown all day long.
Roy Radio, KISS 95.1. Well, Roy, you did bring up the fact that you were curious because we were talking about how Doubletree released the recipe during the coronavirus stay-at-home order to people on how they made their chocolate chip cookies that were so delicious at the Doubletree Hotel. And then Disney also put out there that they shared the recipe to their Dole Whip.
And so we were kind of thinking of like other things that we wish companies would release their ingredients, their recipes to. Meaning you said KFC, what are the spices in that chicken?
Yep. We got also text message said the McDonald's secret sauce. What makes Twinkie so delicious? What's the recipe for the outside of a Twinkie? Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Krispy Kreme.
All good.
And then someone texted in, Roy, from 330 and said, isn't Chick-fil-A sauce just barbecue and honey mustard?
It can't just be.
Well, that's kind of what I thought it was, is some form of mustard and some form of barbecue, and then it's a little sweet. But I've tried that mixture before, and it's not the same. It's not.
Now, producer Nicole is here today with us, and she says that she got a message from our friend Rebecca, who is quarantined in Italy, who we had on the show a while ago. She's from Charlotte, and she says she knows the secret Chick-fil-A recipe.
She does, and she just sent it to me, and I don't know if I can stay here till 11 because I want to go make it.
All right, what does she say?
Should I reveal it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I mean, unless she worked for Chick-fil-A making it, she might not know. This is just hearsay.
Okay.
No, I'm like, don't hoard it.
So, it is barbecue sauce, mustard, Dijon mustard, honey, mayo, and then lemon. So, it's actually a combination of all of their sauces. Add lemon.
Whoa. It seems like lemon is the secret ingredient to everything. Because wasn't that the secret ingredient in the cookies too, Roy?
Yep, they did lemon juice as like this little back end.
It's my flavor. Secret ingredient for Bloody Marys.
Lemon?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Lemon juice.
Is lemon juice a potential vaccination for COVID-19 then perhaps, if it's so special to all of our sauces?
Maybe. We have built up a resistance to it.
Can somebody please contact the scientist and imagine if the Chick-fil-A sauce somehow, if you drink it, and it's like a vaccination for COVID-19. Yeah, that's just Chick-fil-A's weird luck. They're perfect with everything.
Yeah, lemon does. You know, and I do hide certain things and different ingredients because it does bring like a little level
zing.
Something. Yeah, like sometimes I'll do a little touch of soy that doesn't really call for it, but a little touch of soy in some things gives it like this umami thing back in.
704 texted in and said McDonald's secret sauce is the Thousand Island dressing.
Yeah, but it's not.
It's not. There's more to it.
Yeah, like it's a couple spices, mayo, ketchup, mustard. Yeah, there's pickles.
Now
they even put like a little onion in it, maybe onion powder.
Now you know, texted in and said they know the Krispy Kreme ingredients, but they can't say. They're sworn to secrecy.
Hey, I went down to Atlanta, Georgia, where they keep the Coca-Cola recipe under a vault. That was pretty cool. I got to see that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Tried breaking in. Wouldn't let me.
Remember when Coke changed the recipe in the 80s and everybody went nuts? They had the new Coke. And then they had to bring out Coca-Cola Classic. They brought it back.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. Let's come back. Since producer Nicole is in here, we talked about this. We've been teasing it, as they say in the business, all morning. There's a word that you said one way and Roy said another way. You both meant the same object, but you were saying the word different. And it took a Yankee like myself and Loren to finally jump in and explain to each other what you guys were talking about.
Pen!
It's not... Yeah, but your idea of a pen is different than Roy's idea of a pen.
It's a pen!
Okay. All right, hang out, you guys. Don't go anywhere. We'll get into it in 10 minutes.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
We're going to stay on the air till 11. We posted over the weekend on our socials, and you guys responded and said you would love to have more of the MRL show.
So what you want, we give.
And by the way, no, we are not charging the company for the additional hour. We're thankful that they're giving it to us.
We're thankful to be employed.
You got that right.
For life.
And it means a lot when we get text messages from people like this one from 704. You guys are awesome. I listen every morning on my way to work. Thank you for helping keep smiles and positive vibes during this tough time. Thank you for being you, all of you, especially Roy. I love hearing him get fired up during a good War of the Roses.
Yeah, well, we haven't had one of those because we've kind of slowed War of the Roses with the COVID-19.
Yeah.
It's hard to catch people right now. I mean, everyone's together.
Right, right. And it's also, we kind of discussed and figured that why make people's lives more miserable than they already are at this point with stay-at-home orders. But there's so many War of the Roses, honestly, that we're playing 7:50 on Thursday. We might sneak some more in. We'll keep you updated, like, if we add some more in the extra hour that we do. But we had so many War of the Roses that we've only aired one time, basically.
So since it's only aired once, there's a good chance you probably missed it. Let's do it again.
Yeah, or you forgot about it. Yep. We got so much still to talk about this week. I'm not even talking about today. We do have a ton to talk about today, but Roy and Nicole were having a conversation, Loren, last week, and you were here on the show on Thursday when we were doing this after the show.
Mm-hmm.
And they were discussing a pen.
Like a writing pen.
But producer Nicole was talking about the thing that you wear that says something, which is called
a lapel pin.
It is. It's a pin.
How do you say the thing that you wear on your shirt, like a button?
A pin.
Say it again.
A pin.
And Roy, how do you say the button that you wear on your shirt?
Boy, it's a lapel pin.
Okay, well, that's not what you said.
He's saying, but he's also saying it wrong. He's not saying pin. He's saying pen.
It's a pen.
It's a pen.
But she's saying pen, too.
Yeah, I hear her saying pen right now.
We're saying the same thing. She's saying pen. I'm saying pen. It's a pen.
And it's actually a pin. A pin.
And you're saying the same thing, too.
No, you're all wrong.
Versus an eh.
Say the word. Say the word in, Roy.
In.
Now put the word put the sound
pin.
There you go. Pin.
Pin.
Now what do you write with?
A pin.
Say it again.
You write with a pin. You write with a pin. And then she's talking about you wanted to wear a pin.
A pin.
I thought she was talking about the one you write with, a pin.
Pin. Pin. Let Nicole say it both ways, because I think Nicole's the one that's saying it the same way. So a pin is what you write with. And then a pin is what you put on your shirt.
I understand her. She's absolutely right.
That sounds the same to me.
Yep. All right, Loren, grammar.
What did you think?
When she was saying it before, it sounded like she was saying the same exact thing. But when she said it that time, I heard both.
All right, now talk to Roy and see if you can get it out of him.
All right, Roy, what do you write with?
A pin.
And what do you wear on your lapel?
A pin.
No, you're saying it the same way.
Thank you. I knew it. I told you. All right, here's what we want to do. We do have our bonus hour. We're going to give you cash coming up, $500. It's our second KISS cash code of the day. We did one at 8. You got another shot at $500 coming up in 3 minutes. But we want to hear from you guys. What word do either you pronounce wrong or someone around you pronounces it wrong and it drives you nuts?
704-570-9595.
Pen. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show. Nicole and I were having difficulty communicating because of the word pen, which I know you write with a pen, but I also know that you wear a pen. So,
yeah, I mean, it's hard to separate those words. I get it. That's why you have to emphasize when you're talking about someone wearing something. You say that's a pin.
Or you say it's a lapel pin. Because that will then know for sure.
I guess, but pen is spelled P-E-E-N. And pin is
P-E-N.
I'm sorry, what did I say?
E-E.
No.
That's pain.
Only one P. Only one E.
Which pain only can mean N. Something totally different.
All right,
it's
so
pretty.
The thing you write with is spelled P-E-N. The thing you put on you is spelled P-I-N. So they have to be pronounced differently. There's different letters, right?
I can't really hear you because the music's loud.
Oh, sorry. There's different pronunciations because they're spelled differently, Roy.
Yes, I know.
But you're not saying them differently.
I feel like I am, though.
I don't think you are, buddy.
All right. What words bother you when they're pronounced wrong by someone? And who in your life is doing that to you right now? 704-570-9595. Little bonus hour of the MRL show. This is Marcy, you guys. Good morning, Marcy.
Good morning. Love your show.
Oh, thanks for hanging with us. We're going to try this till 11 o'clock thing because, you know, everybody's schedules are kind of changed and people are getting up and going out a little later. So we figured we'd hang with you all for another hour.
I love it. I work from home, so I listen to you guys all morning.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. So are you like me? Are you struggling with understanding people because of a word?
I am. It drives me crazy. I sent two in to you guys. The word milk, I've heard pronounced milk. And it's like nails on a chalkboard every time I hear that. And the other one is Valentine's Day. People say Valentine, like T-I-M-E, and it drives me crazy. Like N and M are not the same.
Okay, I agree with you on that. What's a milk? Yeah. It's not M-E-L-K, it's M-I-L-K.
Exactly. I'm like Loren, I'm from Pittsburgh, so I don't know if that's a Pittsburgh thing, but I live in Cornelius now about 2.5 years I've been here, but Pittsburghers say things all crazy. So I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Our vowels are all messed up.
I know. So I don't know if that's a Pittsburgh thing, but I used to hear that all the time. So it just drove me crazy. It's milk, not milk.
Thanks,
that's
Marcy.
Funny. My son says milk.
Have a great day. Milk?
He says milk. He says from Boston. When he says car, he says ka. milk. And then he says nanaba instead of banana.
Stop making him watch Goodwill Hunting, Loren. What about, how do you say the person's name, D-O-N?
Don.
And then how do you say the woman's name, D-A-W-N, or like early in the morning?
You're going to make me say it like I'm from Boston now. Dawn.
But it's the morning. Yeah. I'm not thumb up there. I mean, it's Don and Don. But I'm not saying Dawn. I'm not going to do that.
I know.
Well, hey, how you doing, Dawn? It's how you doing, Dawn.
But if I told you a story, Roy, and I said, hey, there's this awesome person. Her name's Dawn. You'd be like, her name's Don. Like, you couldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
Like,
her name's Dawn. I'd be I would immediately know D-A-W-N.
Yeah, I think that's just like a feminine versus masculine spelling.
Some people are sending in text messages. They're just spelling words wrong. Like someone said, my coworker drives me bananas because she says her favorite exercise at the gym is the elliptical, but she calls it the electrical.
Getting that word again on the electrical.
Yeah. I mean, that's not even a thing.
I can't say the word recipient unless I think about it.
Recipient.
Mm. Yeah, I have a hard time with that word.
I used to call ambulances ambiplances growing up as a kid. Yeah. Look at that ambiplance.
We had a kid who in our neighborhood had a little brother who couldn't say a T for truck. So it was an F for him. And we would always make him say it.
How about my poor brother growing up with a name Vincenzo, and he had no idea his name was with a V. He always said Nintendo.
He mispronounced his own name.
704 says, my mom says washing instead of washing.
Yeah, I know think that's a northern people. Thing. Yeah.
Loren, you should know this, and if Elaine is in the room, she should know this too. You're au pair from Italy. It's espresso, not expresso.
Right. Surely is.
Let's see. Yeah, so somebody agrees about the whole Dawn and Dawn thing.
It's you don't need to say Dawn. It's just Dawn.
631 says, I get this all the time. Our headquarters is in Maryland, and I can constantly tell who they're talking to. We have a Dawn as well. Yes, Dawn is for the morning. All right.
All right, listen, you get an extra hour of MRL today. We're trying this out. We wanted to be on with you because, hey, you're at home. You know, I'm broadcasting from home. Loren's broadcasting from home. Manny's the sacrificial lamb, and he's in the studio. But, listen, we're all here with you together, and we wanted to be on and have a lot more fun with you.
Yep, we got more phone calls. You can jump on the phone and just tell us what you're up to at 10 a.m. You know, are you driving around? Are you going into work? If you're essential, we would love to hear from you at 704-570-9595.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Bonus hour of the MRL show. We asked you if you'd like us to hang, and you said you would. And it makes a difference when you hear from someone like this, you guys. 203 texted in and said, thanks for the extra hour. Got diagnosed with COVID and have been miserable. Your show adds some brightness to my day. Stay healthy, everyone.
Oh, no. Well, we hope that you're getting better every day. And thank you so much for listening to us. All right, let's talk to you. 704-570-9595. This is Christy in Gastonia.
Hi.
Hi. Hey. So we're confusing what we say, right? Like Dawn versus Dawn or Pin versus Pin. What's something that you experience?
Okay, so I have two words. My husband and I, every time we say these words, it's the great debate in my house. When I cook salmon, he always calls it salmon and pronounces the L, and it absolutely drives me insane. And so we go back and forth of the enunciation of it. And then I'll say orange juice, and he says orange juice. And that absolutely drives me crazy. And he will correct me and my children. And he says it's orange, and we always go back and forth about orange and orange, salmon and salmon.
And you got a pretty thick accent, too, doesn't she?
Yeah, where are you from?
Yeah, I'm from Bessemer City.
Woohoo!
And my husband's from Terrible, and so we always go back and forth about how things are pronounced.
Here's how you pronounce Terrible, by the way. We've been briefed on this.
Terrible. Yeah, it's and a lot of people will say it's Terrible. And I say Terrible, and so it's Terry Beal, Terrible, or Terrible.
And he will be accepted.
It also depends on how long you've been there. So a lot of the older people call it Terrible.
There you go. Well, Christy, thanks for listening. What are you up to right now?
My children and I, we just had a birthday this week along with my daddy, and we got a new German Shepherd. He is 10 weeks old, and his name is Bolt, and I am taking him for his first vet visit. And I've never had a big dog. I've not had a pet since I was 14. So we're taking him to the vet today.
That's awesome. Nice. What did you say his name was?
Bolt. Bolt, like the Disney show, B-O-L-T, Bolt.
Mm. See, I heard Belt.
No, she said not.
I'm kidding. Thanks, Christy. Good luck with Bolt, and thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening. Hey, this our phones are jammed, y'all. This extra hour is exciting for people.
We're getting a lot of text messages, too. Somebody said that they can't stand when they say library, but they say library.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to pronounce that R. Let's talk to David and Charlotte. You're on with the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
Awesome. Thank you. So I moved down to the Charlotte area about 10 years ago, so I officially consider myself a Charlottean as opposed to charlatan.
Oh, yeah.
So if you don't know the difference, get a dictionary. But actually, the specific state I came from was Illinois. And I noticed that there's this propensity to pronounce it Illinois down here.
It's Illinois, people. People actually say Illinois?
Illinois. It's a silent S.
Producer Nicole, I'm pretty sure I caught you saying Illinois with an S. Is that? Can you fess up to that?
I'm pretty sure I've never had to say the word Illinois, so no.
You don't think ever in your life you had to use the word Illinois?
I don't think so, because I don't know any other place other than Chicago, so I'm pretty sure I would just say Chicago.
Okay, fair enough.
There you go. That was my next thing, because like some people pronounce Chicago as I do, Chicago. I'm from native Chicago, 37 years there. And some people call it Chicago.
Chicago.
I don't know. Chicago. Like, where's
the... Ooh, I think I do Chicago.
Well, you know, we'll still let you eat.
I love it. Thanks, David. That's awesome. My mom says New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Yeah, some people say New Orleans. It's like, there's so many when it comes to that city.
A couple more people. I just want to say hi to these guys. Roy, this is Chris in Gastonia. I don't think Chris made your list. Hey, Chris.
Hello. How are y'all this morning?
We're doing really well. Welcome to the Manny Roy of the Rent Show. We're doing something different. We're staying on an extra hour so we can give an extra hour of laughs and hang out with you.
I appreciate that so much. I've been listening to y'all for the past 2 years now. I am a recycled driver here in Gastonia. Y'all get me through every day.
Awesome. Hey, and you're one of the essential personnel. We need people
yes,
like you.
Yes, I am.
Yep.
But I really appreciate everything that y'all do for me, and I keep enjoying the show. Thank you so much.
Thanks Chris. That's awesome.
Let's talk with Suzanne and Locust. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
Thanks. I'm an essential worker at Harris Teeter, and I love it. But everybody and their grandma are still coming and buying all kinds of stuff. And it's kind of slowed down a little bit from where all this stuff started. But over the break.
You've got to have been so busy lately, like unbelievably busy.
Yeah, it's actually slowed down from the first couple weeks of all this starting. But during the
Whoa, Suzanne, did you just say start in after the conversation we just had on the show about how we should pronounce words properly? And I said pronounce words, not pronounce. No, I'm just joking with you. How many hours are you working?
It varies from week to week. Some weeks I work 30 hours. Some weeks I work 20.
Yeah.
But I'm on call all the time.
Do you have a mask? Did they provide you with a mask?
They told us if we want to wear one, we're able to, but it's completely and totally up to the person. They provide us with gloves to wear, a bunch of sanitation stuff.
So the Manny Roy and Lorenz show came across some masks. We haven't even mentioned this on the air, but we came across somebody who wants to remain anonymous has purchased masks. Lots of them, thousands of them, and has basically said to us, do what you want with them. And one of the things we talked about was producer Nicole's mom works for Lowe's, and the people that work on the front line like you guys aren't necessarily in the hospital that are working the front line. Like, you guys are out in public doing something really important. And we found out that, like, Nicole's mom doesn't have a mask. And a lot of employees that are working the front line, you guys, not in the hospitals but outside of the hospitals, don't have masks. That wasn't really a question. Well, it was more of a statement. But anyway,
point that's being, why we were asking if they're providing you with them, because we're trying to figure out what to do with them.
Well, I've heard that some places are, but other places are not.
Yeah, we just got to figure out which one's which and then go out on a mask giving spree. Go to doctor's offices, hospitals, Teeters, Lowe's.
Yep. Wally Worlds.
Yep.
You know?
Well, I mean, they say that when you wear a mask, it's more for your protection, yes, but you're also protecting other people from, like, your cough or your sneeze, whether you have it or not.
Amen. I do what's called gleek, where I yawn and it squirts, water squirts out. Oh. And if Roy was in here, I mean, he would be right in my line of gleeking.
Well, and you know, that's why.
Thanks, Suzanne. Love you.
Thank you, Suzanne. When we do the show together in the same room, If you're sick, Manny, then I get sick. And that's just the way it is. Now, even though technically, we always give it to each other all the time. And even though we're technically 6 feet apart, your particles still make their way to my mouth. I don't know how, but they do, which is why I'm at my home.
Okay. Well, you're safe there, bud, because you can't get it through the mics or the headphones. All right, quick break. We're going to come back. Lorraine will update us on what's going on in the world of Hollywood. There's a new streaming service that everybody's talking about that's due out on Wednesday. Details on that and more in less than 10 minutes.
Leroy and Lorraine, Kiss 95.1.
We're going to have details on how you could help people in long-term care facilities put a smile on their faces since they can't talk to friends or family. We have a goal of 1,000 cards. Details on that coming up right after Lorraine fills us in on what's going on in the celebrity gossip world, Lorraine. We still got to know. We're still thirsty for it.
Always. So Prince Harry, it is official. It is just Harry from now on. He has dropped all of his royal, I guess, what did that be, a suffix to his name, and he wants to just go by Harry now.
It's you with the big
word. I don't like that. I think he should still be a prince. He just doesn't, you know.
I agree. Like, he's even dropped his, they call it the HRH, His Royal Highness. So you can't even refer to him that way anymore.
You can't call him the Royal Highness?
No.
No.
Regardless of how nice it is.
By the way, we were talking earlier this hour about how you pronounce words. Like, when I lived in New Jersey, I used to pronounce the word Harry and Gary, like Harry and Gary.
Ooh, what?
Yeah. Like Prince Harry, Prince, you know, Gary.
That's such like a, isn't that like a New Yorker thing?
Yeah, that's an accent, I think.
Growing up in New Jersey, it was Gary and Harry, and then I moved. Ooh. And it also, it's Mario and not, or.
It's Mario.
It's Mario.
No, it's Mario.
No, it's Mario and Luigi.
I know, but I grew up saying Mario.
That's so funny.
You also said Santa Claus, like, or some weird.
Santa Claus.
Klaus.
Santa Claus. What else, Ren?
All right, so Justin Bieber and Kendall Jenner got themselves into some hot water. And they were, I don't know, because I watched some of the live that they did on Instagram, but I don't think he was trying to, like, drive the nail. But when he was talking between Haley, his wife, Justin, and Kendall, he said, you know, some people are obviously worked up because we have these nice things, but we worked hard for them. So it's like, you can't be mad at us for having them. And then he also went on to say, but I think it's important to acknowledge the fact that there are crippling situations out there for people. And that's the important thing, is for us to acknowledge that. Well, people totally turned on him and was like, oh, well, thank God you acknowledged us.
Yeah.
You know, us peasants over here.
That's how we feel when we talk about Lorraine Chateau, Roy.
Oh, stop. Mm-hmm.
Like peasants. Meanwhile, I got myself a little small ranch, and I could, me talking, I'm pretty sure I wake Sterling up, you know.
Cash did a egg hunt yesterday on Lorraine's Instagram. It took him 3 hours to get around the property.
Stop it. Shut up. It did not.
They hid 4,000 eggs.
This coming from the man who actually does live in the gated community. I don't live in the gated community.
My gate doesn't work.
Hey, let me tell you, Lorraine, she's, her house is so fancy. She's one of those people that hires in the helicopter to drop the eggs in the backyard. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
At big churches?
No.
The egg drop, yep.
Come on. All right. Well, I got some One Direction news for you, too. It's the 10th anniversary coming up, and Liam Payne just gave us all hope that the band could get back together for the 10th anniversary.
Oh, good.
I think that'd be really cool.
I think they
have some feelings about each other, but it'd be cool to see them put those aside.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll let Zayn back into the group, but I think everybody else is full speed ahead.
Up until Harry released Adore You, which I love, I thought Zayn had the best songs, by the way, of all the 1D members.
He also has the most anxiety to sing them.
And I know Roy won't be put in a position where he has to discuss or decide which One Direction member is better than the other.
No, I love all my men. Yeah. They're wonderful.
All right, real quick, before we get out of here for the day, people are sending messages with their letters and their cards that we're sending to long-term care facilities to put a smile on people's faces, you know, who can't get families and friends to visit them. Someone says, thanks for doing this, MRL family. You guys are the best. Love teacher Sarah. Someone said, hey, I made 20 cards for you guys.
Wow.
This is for the families who can't visit friends and loved ones at these times. Thank you for all you're doing for the community. You guys rock. I listen every morning, and I was listening when you announced this. That is from Celeste. So thank you, Celeste.
You know what is also pretty cool is I noticed that people were posting, encouraging their friends to do it on social media without even, like, tagging us. They're just saying, hey, they're trying to personally spread the word out, which I thought was really nice and unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we got the details on how you could be part of Operation Kid Cares at kiss951.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.